Maryland has its fair share of invasive species, from snakeheads and zebra mussels to marmorated stink bugs and emerald ash borers. These non-natives have permanently established themselves here, often to the detriment of local populations and ecosystems. These days, Marylanders should be on high alert for a new invader, the spotted lanternfly, a small insect that's causing big problems. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. Spotted lanternflies are native to China, India, and Vietnam. It's believed that they hopped aboard a shipment of landscaping stones imported to the U.S. from Asia in 2014. Since then, these voracious insects have spread to 13 counties in southwest Pennsylvania, two of which border Cecil County. Their presence has also been confirmed in nearby Delaware, New York, and Virginia. We've been lucky in Maryland not to have any confirmed captures of lanternflies yet, but it's likely we soon will. We should all be on the lookout and do what we can to prevent these bugs from establishing themselves here. While they don't bite or sting, lanternflies have no natural predators, and they're destructive. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently added $17 million in emergency funding to the $5 million initially budgeted to eradicate lanternflies in the United States. Why the alarm? For starters, these insects pose a major threat to agriculture and timber production. They feed on a wide variety of plants, including hardwood, pine, and fruit trees, as well as grapevines and blueberry bushes. Oh, and ornamental plants, too. Lanternflies feed by sucking fluids from plants' stems or leaves. This damages the plant, stunts its growth, and in some cases can even kill it. As it feeds, the lanternfly also excretes a sugary substance called honeydew. This honeydew not only attracts other insects, but also supports the growth and spread of black sooty mold, which can further weaken the host plant. Lanternflies have a special affinity for the tree of heaven, also an invasive species imported from Asia. Trees of heaven were brought to the U.S. in the 1700s, primarily for urban landscaping. The popularity of this non-native tree quickly faded, but not before it spread over the landscape and became well established. Locally, these trees can be found throughout Baltimore City, growing in vacant lots and along the Jones Falls Expressway. Regular monitoring of trees of heaven may be an effective way to detect the arrival and presence of this new invader. Spotted lanternflies are easy to, well, spot in the summer and fall. Adults begin to appear in July and are active until the first frost of winter. They're about an inch long and appear moth-like, with black bodies and brightly colored wings, with patches of white, brown, and vermilion covered with small black dots. Because lanternflies typically jump more than fly, their wings often remain closed and appear gray, with black spots and wingtips. Other times of the year, it can be easier to identify lanternfly eggs or nymphs. They lay large gray egg masses on tree trunks in the fall that begin hatching into sap-sucking nymphs in late April and May. In the early nymph phase, lanternflies are jet black with white spots. In later nymph phases, they turn black and bright red. Marylanders can play a key role in detecting and reporting the presence of these destructive invaders. If you see lanternfly eggs, nymphs, or adults, place them in a sealed plastic bag or a jar of rubbing alcohol and take a picture with your phone. It's important to report your sightings right away to the Maryland Department of Agriculture. The key to stopping a full-blown invasion and permanent establishment is early detection, containment, and eradication. To learn more about all the native and non-native species that live in the Chesapeake Bay region and the National Aquarium's work in monitoring species right here in Baltimore City, visit aqua.org/care. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.